Hello, Lion fans, and welcome to another edition of the Lion's Den podcast. Adam Williams here, and joining me for the first time this season, head volleyball coach Mike Smith. Coach, how are you doing?
Good, Adam. Pleasure to be here.
Certainly is, and we look at this season and unblemished so far. A great start. We were looking back through the records. Easily the best start within the last 10 seasons. We probably have to go back to the late 90s, probably that 98 team to see a start that we've seen thus far. 7-0. Coach, how do you feel about the team so far? What are some of the things that you've liked about the start of the season?
Well, you know, we're just blessed to be where we're at this point. It's been a great start. We've got depth. You know, every day in practice there's competition, and I think that's what's helped us be the team we've been so far. Hard work, grinders, nothing comes easy, and I think that's just a testament to the young ladies that we have and the support staff that we have here that – you know, we talk about it all the time. It's we, not me. And it takes everybody to get things done. And, you know, that goes from our team to our administration to our athletic training to strength and conditioning. Everybody plays a hand in it, just as, you know, just as your office does and others. So we're very blessed with everyone's help.
Kicked off the season on the road at Winston-Salem, 3-0 sweep. And then first home matches early in September, the inaugural Tony Fontenelle Memorial Volleyball Tournament. Such a pleasure to be there both days. I thought we saw a lot of great volleyball action, not just from the Lions, but from all the teams that participated. Talk about what that tournament means, not only to the team, but this community. Coach Fontenelle, longtime coach here, unfortunately and tragically passed away in the spring of 2021. I think, too, he'd be very proud of what we saw that weekend.
Yeah, I think all the teams had a connection to him. And, you know, Tony and I went way back. I mean, we've been friends before he was even head coach here. So it meant a lot to, you know, give something back, because he meant a lot to the community. He meant a lot to people here. And, you know, the fact that we had some good volleyball played as well, that was just a plus on everything. And, you know, to have that inaugural tournament, and we hope that we're able to do that on a yearly basis. And I think it showed a lot of community came out. It was a great weekend to be part of Mars Hill volleyball, but also the community of Mars Hill.
Following up that tournament, again, three straight wins, all 3-0. First 12 sets, 12-12. Go on the road to Tusculum. Open up conference play. Not an easy opponent to open up conference play, let alone division play with. Up late in the first set, up late in the second set, Tusculum rallies back. Ultimately, Lions come away with a five-set victory, three straight. Talk about the mindset of the team going into that. When you have those leads, Tusculum goes on a run, and then having the fortitude and having the ability to come back, and some of the changes that you made in that match.
Well, I think you have to look first the – team is just very resilient. They, you know, there's great senior leadership, and we had not been at Tusculum in a few years due to scheduling and everything. So going into their house and playing, and you know, I was upset that we were up both the first and second set late and had an opportunity to close out and didn't. But just to be able to come back and fight, I mean, Tusculum, you know, the accolades and everything they received a year ago, they returned a majority of that team. So you're still looking at a great volleyball program that they have, and it was just good to come out and get that win. I think that was just another feather in our cap of the work that we talk about and how we do it, because, you know, we just grind. We're not a team of superstars. We're just a bunch of grinders that get out and do a job, and as we talk about, blue collar.
And certainly a statement win, because I know you and I have talked many times off camera about kind of that five-set curse, right? In years past, at least since I've been here, since 2017, five-setters have not treated us very well, let alone on the road. To get that kind of win against that caliber of team certainly propelled the momentum going into the weekend against UVA Wise and Emory and Henry, both wins there as well, 3-0 and 3-1 respectively. One team that did the same thing against Tusculum is the team we're going to play tonight. This podcast is being recorded Tuesday, September 13th, playing Carson Newman. They were down the first two sets at Tusculum on the road, were able to rally back, and they're off to a strong start this season as well, winning nine straight. I believe they're 10-1 overall. Easily the biggest match of the year, wouldn't you say, Coach?
Without a doubt. You know, we always look at the next opponent, not 2 weeks down the road or whatever the case may be. And Coach Tiernan has a great club at Carson Newman. They're always well prepared. We had a great five-set battle with them a year ago. And, you know, we know coming in, we know that where their focus, and, you know, we hope that it's a great battle here tonight. I think it's pretty much evenly matched teams, but we all know that points can sway here and there. And but once again, it's I look at it as the next step in our process, and we're going to go out and grind and do what we can and hopefully come out with another win tonight.
The first of a three-game homestand, Carson Newman first serve will be at 6 p.m. tonight inside Stanford Arena, then Saturday hosting Limestone at 5 p.m., and then wrapping up the homestand versus Lincoln Memorial a week from today on September 20th, again at 6 p.m. Fans, highly encourage you, obviously, if you're in the area, to swing by Chambers Gymnasium inside Burt Stanford Arena. Some great volleyball will be played. If you're unable to make it, remember all SAC events, especially Mars Hill events, will be broadcast through Flow Sports, and you can find sign-up links for that if you don't have an account, or you can log in. If you go to MarsHillLions.com, under the Fan Zone tab, you can click on live video or the Flow Sports link. Before we look too far ahead into Saturday and Tuesday's contests, as you may hear the mower riding by the office here, I want to talk about, you mentioned senior leadership, and I think last year there was kind of a question late in the spring whether Sarah Goddard was going to use and exercise that fifth year. Same thing with Yana Chuk. Both of them have returned, both of them leading the team in kills, 79 and 77 respectively, kind of by committee. Talk about what you've seen from those two and what they bring to this, you know, relatively young squad.
Well, the senior leadership that we have three captains, Grace Lilly, Sarah Goddard, Jordan Schmucker, do a great job. They're in the trenches every day. They know how to handle things with our young team. I mean, when you look at it, we have 11 freshmen and sophomores on the squad. So, you know, it's interesting every day. You don't know what you're getting when you walk in the gym just because of, you know, energy and going through the hustle bustle of classes. There's a lot going on. But they've done a great job. From a playing standpoint, Goddard and Chuk have, you know, they've been two of our leaders, and they're continuing to do that. I think some of the things that have really helped them, another year in the weight room, another year of how we do things, and they just buy in. You know, what helps make a team good is the buy-in. They don't love everything, but they do everything. And when you do it, then you start to love it. And I think that's been a recipe for our success at this point, is how do we buy in? How do we get it to work? When it starts working, we just continue the process. And I think those two young ladies are very much part of that process that we've tried to instill here in the last, what, 2.5 seasons.
You talk about the senior leadership, and we talk about how many freshmen and sophomores we have. Looking at the stats as well, sophomore Nikayla Stewart, certainly a character on and off the court, but being able to see her offensive numbers rise this year as well. Do you think she's being able to pick up some of those things that you've seen from Yana, from Sarah, and, you know, the weight room addition as well?
I think all those play into factors. She's a very energetic kid that loves to be on the court, loves her teammates, and every day she grows. And just fun to see how she is continuing in the process. And once again, she's learning from great people, and I think she'll follow in their footsteps as well.
I want to talk about one of maybe the biggest spots we saw at the end of the spring, when you lose an all-conference libero who had numerous accolades, holds multiple school records. Clearly not an easy spot to fill, Coach, but we have freshman Layla Jimenez on the squad. And I remember you spoke very highly about trying to get her to come to Mars Hill. She did commit. She has been playing. What have you seen from Layla so far that has kind of cemented your opinion of her just even 6 months ago?
Yeah, Layla just – there's no quit in that kid. She loves to play. She's hard-nosed. She's quiet mentality, and we're trying to get her to be more assertive. And so it's been a growing process for her, but she loves the game. And we knew when we got her to commit and come here, it was, you know, I told her, I said, you've got to be you. You know, we don't look at what's happened in the past, but you can be that good. But you just have to do what you do. And so she's taken on that role, and we've been very blessed with what she's done so far. I think her best days are still ahead of her. We're excited to where she's at currently, but she's just growing every day, and if she continues to do that process, she can do some special things.
One other player I want to speak on here, we can go literally down the whole lineup here, especially with a 7-0 start. It's every man, you know, next man up mentality. But one I really want to speak on is Emma Vaha, a middle. But when you look at the depth chart, she might not see a ton of time with Janacek, with Nikayla Stewart, but she's come in and played some big-time points, especially against Tusculum. Two kills in the end of the third set, the block in the fourth to set it to five. Played very big. What have you seen from Emma so far?
She's a kid that just loves to block. She loves the net. And she doesn't mind being physical. She knows what her role is. And she just is waiting for you to tell her one more thing. Whatever you tell her, she's going to go do. And I just love her mentality. She loves being out there. She loves being with her teammates. Very quiet personality. Again, I have some quiet personalities to go along with my others. But she just continues to work hard. And she just found a way on the court. Once she found a way on the court, she's not found a way off the court. So, you know, that's what you hope with your freshmen when they come in is, hey, can they do those things?
I mentioned briefly about next man up, and we talked a lot about the schedule, really getting into the heart of conference play now. Obviously, a 7-0 start, Coach. Fantastic start, but it's just the beginning. What have you seen in these first seven games that looking ahead you go, all right, if we can touch this up, we can continue this momentum even deeper into the year?
I would say adaptability. Every team has done something a little different to us, and we've adapted. You know, the adjustments that we've made, our team has bought into them. Not all of them have been easy adjustments, but they've bought in the process, and they understand that, you know, there's 20 more matches down the road. It's a long season, but every 3 days you're playing and then playing back-to-back at times, and so you have to take care of yourself. You got to rest when you're not playing. You got to work on your academics because, you know, we talk about it all the time. Academics is 1A and athletics is 1B. So we've got to make sure that we're taking care of the academic piece as much as we do the athletic piece. And then now, too, trying to be involved on campus because now that, you know, we're getting back into where you can do some community service and stuff like that, we're just trying to put it all together. And in that, student-athletes really have a lot going on. So with us being in the first third of our season, we know that there's longer days ahead, but you just have to gear up and be ready to go, and everybody's got to compete. And I think that's one of the good parts of our depth is we love how we can battle every day in practice. Just now we've got to battle it back a little bit shorter because, you know, with the timing of how long matches are and how beat up you can get, you got to be careful and take care of their bodies. So.
And that road continues on tonight as the Lions host Carson Newman, a battle of the two top teams in the Mountain Division. First of a three-game homestand for Mars Hill. Again, Limestone on Saturday, September 17th at 5 p.m. And then wrapping up the homestand, on Tuesday, September 20th versus Lincoln Memorial. Coach, any final thoughts before I let you go and continue to prepare for tonight?
No, we just appreciate all the support we've gotten to this point. We hope that people are tuning in and really enjoying what these young ladies are able to do. And hopefully we're able to continue this success and just keep it rolling.
Coach, great start to the season so far. Wishing continued success, as you just mentioned. And best of luck tonight.
Thanks, Adam.